Let us begin today our reflection with a question. What can make us happy? Think about that. What can make you happy? Perhaps if you are a good traveler, to know new places can make you happy. To visit churches or museums or going around. You like food, maybe to try something different, some kind of food or cultural expressions or a different recipe that you, oh. Then you're happy with the result. To make new friends or to share with your friends, to have the opportunity, the time to do it. Or perhaps to be able to spend time with your family and the people that you love more. Or perhaps to be able to help somebody in any sense. Service is a rewarding experience when you are able to serve somebody without expecting any rewards. Or perhaps learning something new. If you are those creative minds and you are curious about things, oh, how does it work? And then you can make it that made you happy. Or to be able to teach something to somebody. The invitation of this third Sunday of Advent is very clear. In the readings of the Word of God, we are called to rejoice in God, to rejoice in the Lord always, says St. Paul to the Philippians and to us. But this joy and happiness should be based in the quality of our relationship with God, with our families and our neighbors. And especially in this time of Christmas, not based in what is offered by commercial and external Christmas celebration that we all know what it's about. Excessive expenses and consumerism, but sometimes it's not about Jesus. We are called to pray often and to give thanks to God, to be open to the action of the Spirit in our life, to learn how to discern before any action or decision, and to look always for what is good for us, our family, and our community. Pope Francis, in his exhortation, The Joy of the Gospel, called us to live with joy our vocations, to live with joy our call to be disciples of Jesus. He reminded us that the world today needs joyful and happy witness of the gospel. That is something that called my attention. To be a joyful and happy witness of the gospel for the people around you. That the gospel should be the reason of our joy, to know that He is the Redeemer, that He is our Savior, should be the reason of our joy. And just to reinforce the first call, the gospel shows us John the Baptist preaching the good news to the people and telling them what to do, each one according to his role in society. inviting them to do well and to be honest. We are also called to follow Jesus according to our role in society, doing our best in the things that we do, living in such a way that all things that we say or do may be different, may be honest, may be right, may help others to grow in their own experience, in their own faith, and in their own values, and make the difference. You have heard this from me, that little things can make the difference. Kindness, even a smile. And you smile to somebody that you don't know, it's, they feel easy to begin to do a conversation. But if you are like, he's angry. Do we rejoice always? What is the reason of our joy? Is only material things? Or the presence of Jesus in our life? Do we do always the best? Or sometimes we are happy just with the regular and normal? Do we announce good news through our words and actions to our family, our community, and the world? One big concern for many parents is when they have children who are gone out of the church is how to call them back. One way to call them back is be a good witness. Proclaim to them good news. The good news that we are about to celebrate. That God became man in a manger, a little boy. And he came to save us, not to condemn us. We are the ones closing the door. But he is ready to welcome us. That is a good news that we should be convinced and that we should announce and proclaim to our family, our friends, to the world. Do we always announce good news? Most loving Father, help us to rejoice always in you. Help us to be grateful for all the gifts, blessings that you have given us, especially our life, our family, and our community of faith. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And talking about the baby Jesus, today you were invited to bring your baby Jesus to be blessed.